Today was the first day of Pope Benedict XVI's first trip to France. There are more than 35 million Catholics in France, but few of them actually attend Mass. At the same time, the French president is advocating a stronger role for religion in society. Eleanor Beardsley sent this report.
The Pope was met on his arrival in Paris this morning by President Sarkozy and his Italian-born wife, Carla Bruni. An honor guard played the French national anthem, La Marseillaise. The symbolic mixing of religion and state on the tarmac at Orly Airport set the tone for what is turning out to be the main theme of this Pope's first visit to France, the role of religion in a democratic, secular society. And Pope Benedict and the twice-divorced Sarkozy are turning out to be unlikely allies in a battle to re-inject Christian values into Europe. Sarkozy, who calls himself a cultural Catholic, is one of the rare French presidents to even mention God. Critics accuse him of trying to chip away at a century-old French law advocating the strict separation of church and state. Last December, during a visit to the Vatican, Sarkozy spoke of a positive secularism, saying religion should not be considered a danger, but an asset. That, and Sarkozy's comments about France's Christian roots, created controversy back home.
La foi chrétienne a pénétré en profondeur la société française.
The Christian faith has deeply penetrated French society. Its culture, countryside, way of living, architecture, literature. French roots are essentially Christian.
Many say the Pope's visit also comes at a time of crisis for the Catholic Church in France. Few men are joining the priesthood, and less than 10% of the population attends weekly Mass. But Jean Mercier, editor of the Catholic magazine La Vie, says the low number of regular churchgoers belies the strong French attachment to the Catholic Church.
I think people expect a lot from the Church. They expect the Church to be very influential in education, for instance. And we have a very strong Catholic education system. It's true that the Church, in this respect, is contributing a lot to society.
Thousands of students from those Catholic schools gathered on the banks of the Seine to wait for the Pope-mobile to pass by. Large screens were set up to broadcast the Pope's speech. While most French are Catholic, France also has the highest number of Muslims and Jews in Europe. Vincent Lafont, a teacher at Immaculate Conception High School on the outskirts of Paris, says the country's strict laws on the separation of church and state protect all religions.
I think France is a good example of equilibrium between religions and the state. Our secularism permits every religion to practice in freedom without becoming excessive and degenerating into religious squabbles.
Later in the evening, Benedict celebrated Vespers inside Notre Dame Cathedral. After the prayer service, and in fluent French, the Pope spoke to the tens of thousands of young people waiting on the esplanade outside Notre Dame. It's urgent for you to talk about Christ to those around you, said the Pope, to your families and friends, at work and in school. Don't be afraid, have courage. The Pope got a rock star reception in Paris today. Tomorrow, he will fly to the city of Lourdes to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the appearance of the Virgin Mary to a peasant girl. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.